Yeah, Mueller International has begun commercial production on their personal flying pod. It's called the M200X, the two-passenger saucer-shaped craft inspired by the Jetsons, powered by eight of the company's Rotopower engines. Now, he's been on the program before with Art. Paul Mueller, our guest on Coast to Coast. He's the founder of Mueller International and has served as the company's president since its formation in 1983. Hey, Paul, good to have you with us.
Yes, good evening.
What an amazing... Now, this is not the car that you were talking with Art about years ago, right?
Right. That's still progressing, but it's a longer-range project. It'll be an expensive vehicle to start with. It goes much faster than this smaller machine. But this is something that people can afford. Not only can they afford it, but they can actually fly it without a pilot's license, which is kind of important, I think.
It's kind of wide. Where are we going to take this thing, this flying saucer?
Where could you take it?
Yeah.
Well, it can fly 10 feet off the ground legally. Now, if you do some of the construction, theoretically, then you fall into the experimental category, which means you can fly it to any height. But for the most part, we're starting out in that area, which we think has a lot of use, even utilitarian. You could herd cattle with it. You can use it on a ship-to-shore type of vehicle. I just got a call yesterday from Dubai, and they're building this city of 250,000 people on artificial islands, and they're looking for something to go between the islands. They're not going to have bridges.
And will it float, just in case?
Yes, it'll float. It's waterproof as much as we can determine at this point. It hasn't been completely tested, of course.
Paul, you've got to get one to Los Angeles, and you and I should take one for a spin.
Well, certainly I'd
love to do that.
Opportunity.
How fast does this go?
This is not a fast vehicle like the M400 Sky Car. This is a 75 to 100 mile an hour light helicopter type speed. It's not as aerodynamic, and therefore it's not really designed for speed. It's designed more for fun and utility.
75, though, to 100 miles an hour with something like this?
Yes, it does have, of course, quite a large amount of power still, because despite everything else, it's still like the Hummingbird. It has a high metabolism rate. It takes a lot of power. It has about 500 horsepower.
Now at 9 feet, let's say, why does it only get that high? Is that because of the engines? It needs to keep pushing off the ground, I guess, right?
No, actually, that's a legal limit defined by the FAA. It's called... The FAA has said that if it's no bigger than the span of the vehicle, then it's considered a ground effect machine.
All right.
And once we do that, then we don't have to worry about pilot's licenses or anything else. So we've really limited by that FAA definition. It doesn't have a lot of ground effect at that height, but it's an opportunity to go into the market with a fairly low cost, fun vehicle, and I can tell you it's a lot of fun when I fly it.
Oh, it looks great. What keeps it from going any higher?
We have a couple built-in safety features, and actually I would say they're more legal features than safety features, that just prevent it from going higher. It's purely the computer is telling it that that's the maximum height. We have what's called a radar altimeter that just says how far above the ground it is and keeps it at that height.
Can you stop it and hover?
Oh, yeah.
You can do that, too.
If you see me in the video on my website, you'll see that I fly for around 5 minutes, and I spend a lot of time really hovering as I move around over the press.
At 9 feet, you're under power lines, and you're over every car. Not a truck, but you're over every car. Can you fly in the streets with this?
Well, I suppose you could, but I think there might be some local laws that might prevent that from occurring. So that wouldn't be the goal. This would be a vehicle that would be designed to go in areas where you have some clearance and ability to fly at 9 feet.
So it's not something, if you lived in a suburb somewhere, you wanted to go shopping in the thing.
No, we've never envisioned any of our vehicles to be that, even the Sky Cars, ready for 50 miles or more, simply because even though you can drive it on the street, it's not a good street machine relative to your automobile. It's just the way to get from one point to the other so you can take off.
What fuels it, Paul?
We use alcohol in both the Sky Car and in the M200. It's a fuel that is much safer than gasoline, cleans very, very well in the engine, and doesn't emit as many emissions.
Is it loud?
Well, in our test flights, it was not quiet, but we have ways to make it quieter, and we're proposing to make it much quieter as we enter enter the market in 2008.
Wait, that's coming up. How do you steer the thing, Paul?
Well, you've got a stick in your right hand, and that stick does pretty much everything. If you move the stick forward, you go forward. If you move it backwards, you stop. If you turn the stick, then you go in that direction. And if you're flying forward and you lean the stick, then you bank that way. But the computer really takes your commands and makes the machine do what you want it to do, really.
Is there a danger of flipping the thing while you're in the air?
Well, there's four computers, and they kind of talk to each other, so that if one computer isn't saying the same thing as the other three, it's removed from the system. This is called a voting for redundant system. It's used by the F-16. It was used on the space shuttle. It was used on the lander. So it's a technology that's proven has never had any degree of failure that I know of, and that's an essential component in the Divine.
Paul, if it rains, can you put a bubble over it? Because I notice in the picture we've got on the website that you sent to us, and I assume, is that you in there?
That's me.
Okay. I mean, you're out there in the open. You're exposed.
Well, I think you were probably looking at me in the experimental flight.
Yes.
Where I had a tether attached. It was a very thin wire.
Yeah, you can barely see the tether,
right,
but it's there.
To attach that, I needed to put a roll bar, too, because, of course, there is some risk at this stage, and so I had to take the dome off. But if you look at some of the other, if they look at some of the other pictures on our website, in particular the lead picture in the first page of our website, you'll see it in its form with a bubble dome on it.
Okay, so if it rains, you're okay.
You're okay.
Is it air conditioned?
Not at this point.
Those are the options.
Yeah, it moves a lot of air, so you're going to get plenty of fan speed.